Managing risk is one of the most critical aspects of any video marketing campaign. Unlike text-based content, it's simply too difficult and costly to play the guess and check game. You need your videos done right the first time. And in this episode, you'll discover how to virtually guarantee your videos generate ROI.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Welcome to Video Marketing Mastery. If my voice sounds a little different, it's because I'm not Todd. This week, our fearless leader is enjoying a well-deserved vacation with his family, so he asked me to lead a solo show while he's gone. And boy, do I have a good one for you today. But first, let's start with some current events in video marketing. This last week, YouTube purchased the Director app, which helps creators develop DIY video ads for use in AdWords. Now, what does this mean? What it means is anyone with an iPhone can create YouTube ads based on templates. The app essentially walks you through shooting and editing your video all on your iPhone. And the templates are based on proven frameworks that have worked for YouTube ads in the past. Now, why is YouTube doing this? Well, they're still having a lot of trouble turning a profit. The ad inventory is extremely high. There are so many videos that are monetized on YouTube, but the demand for those video ads is still super low. In fact, I'm seeing cost per views in the 10 cent range right now, which is significantly more cost effective than, you know, your Google keywords. But all of that's going to vary a little bit based on your targeting and your ad creative. Now, their goal here is to make it as easy as possible for advertisers to start experimenting with video. And the thought is that they'll catch the bug and they'll want to create better videos and invest more in the ad network in the future. But an important question here, and something that YouTube's not talking about, obviously, because it doesn't benefit them to, is that not every brand should even be using YouTube ads. So while they've made it accessible for everyone, it's not necessarily going to be the right strategy for every client. So you got to be thinking about if you're creating a video ad that you want to target a cold audience with, that's just not going to work for every business. If your average order size is too small, if the lifetime value of a customer is too small, or if your purchasing process is too complex, you know, if you know you're not going to sell a pool from a video ad. But similarly, you're also not going to sell new software from a video ad usually, at least not by itself in one fell swoop. So you really have to be thinking about how you're going to be using these ads as a part of your strategy. So in the case of something like remarketing, where you're engaging with people who've already been to your website in the past or have viewed other videos of yours, now, that might be a good place to dip your toes into the water and give this Director app a try. But at some point, you're going to want a really polished video that is optimized for conversions, because that will actually drive your cost per conversion down. So if you give this a test with the Director app, and if you want to find some more information about the Director app, you can get that in the show notes. That's going to be wirebuzz.com/28. And I'll remind you about that again later. But the big thing here is that if you're going to be creating any videos with this Director app, you should really be approaching that from the position of a test to prove that the concept works, that the ad network is working for you. And then down the road, once you have proof of concept, produce a better quality video that's going to drive scalable results for the long term. So that's the big news in video marketing this week. In this episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most common questions that the Wirebuzz team gets from both potential and current clients, which is, how to know if your video is generating ROI? And it's a really smart question to ask, because not all videos are created equal. In many cases, businesses will invest in so-called obvious videos, and those are the ones that oftentimes don't generate very good returns. So in this episode, I'm going to show you a three-step process for guaranteeing that your videos generate positive ROI and insulate you from risk. All right, so what are these three steps? Well, the first one is choose smart topics for your business. Step two, empathize with your viewers. And step three, do it right the very first time. All right, so let's dive into these one by one. The first step is choosing smart topics. And to really get at the core of this issue, we're going to get into just a little bit of math, because I think it's really important to be thinking about how the numbers play out when we're having any kind of conversation about ROI. So the first thing is, there are two categories of videos here. One is, you're going to have marketing videos designed to educate, inform, and attract leads. Basically, they're ones that you're casting out into the world to attract people. And then you're going to have these sales videos. And sales videos are designed to generate immediate ROI. They're the ones that your sales team's going to be pushing out immediately. They're going to be using them over and over again in throughout the sales process in the future. And so those ones are usually going to generate ROI much more quickly. So think about it like this. You have two businesses. They spend $2,000 on a video, right? Because the cost of a video does not change depending on the size of your business. Maybe they're going to be posted in a blog article. It's going to be put on YouTube, on Facebook, and they're going to share it on Twitter as well. Now, the only difference between these two companies is how big their current audience is on those networks. If the business with the larger audience creates the same video, they're going to generate significantly more ROI. And that's because this is a marketing video. If you are creating something that's designed to go out into Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and a blog article, we're talking about a marketing style video. And if you have a small audience, that marketing video is not going to be engaged with by very many people. Conversely, if you have a very large audience, creating marketing videos can drive very significant ROI very quickly. So you have to be very in tune with your current market position. You know, how much engagement are you really expecting to get from a particular video? And if your audience is still small or you're working to grow it, I mean, video can definitely help you with that, but you have to have a really big appetite for investing in that, because it will take some time to start seeing that ROI. And if you do it right, it will happen, but it will take time. And cash flow businesses that have a very small marketing budget that they're going to need to see returns on quickly so that they can reinvest in marketing, these are situations where you should avoid a marketing style video until you're ready. Sales videos, everyone should be having them. And I would say with most of our clients, what we're pitching is a sales-oriented approach to video production. Because as I mentioned earlier, you're going to generate ROI right away. Your sales team is already fielding these questions. They're already sending emails out to targeted prospects. And so you give them a tool that's going to enhance their ability to convert people into customers, you're going to start generating that ROI very quickly, especially if you have a higher cost product. You might get one sale and immediately generate ROI on your video. It just really depends on the situation. But generally speaking, and I would say almost always, these sales videos are going to help you move the needle on your business much more quickly. So where does this take place? Well, there's this moment when the salesperson sends the first outreach email to a prospect, whether they're inbound or outbound. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a cold prospect or someone who's been in your email list for a long time. That first email from a sales rep is the beginning of these sales videos that I'm talking about. It might be an explainer video. It might be a testimonial or a case study. It could be something that handles a product comparison that sort of handles how you fit into the market. These are all things that we would classify as sales enablement content. And those are the ones that are going to immediately move the needle for your business. Once you've optimized that aspect of your sales process with some of these videos, you're going to find that going back and creating those marketing videos is going to generate ROI much more quickly. And the reason why that happens is that now every lead you generate has a much higher propensity to convert into a customer. So focus on the sales process first. Get all of the content your sales team needs, and the best way to do that is to ask them, what are the questions you're getting? What are the objections that are coming up throughout the sales process that are preventing customers from buying? And then go about creating videos that solve those problems. If there's a particular piece of content that you know people need to read in order to feel confident making a purchase decision, consider adapting that piece of content into a video, because we know that people are 4 times more likely to watch a video than read text. You're already getting significant efficiency improvements throughout the sales process. Now, aside from focusing on the right part of the sales funnel, you also need to choose really smart topics. So, you know, we were just kind of getting at, you know, objections and comparisons and testimonials, but, you know, when it comes down to finding out what your sales team really needs, you might need to ask some good questions. And in order to help you do that, we've actually created a free worksheet that you can walk through with your sales and customer support team to choose profitable video topics for your business. Now, if you choose these topics and you start using them effectively and you produce them in the right way, which is step 2 and 3, you're going to see positive ROI and you're going to love the power of video. Now, if you want to get that free worksheet, you can get that at wirebuzz.com /topics. Again, that's wirebuzz.com/topics. Now, the second step in this three-step process is empathy. You have to empathize with your viewer. Now, what is empathy? Empathy is putting yourself in the shoes of the viewer and looking at the world from their perspective. Now, the most important thing you need to understand about content, whether that's text-based content, an image, or a video, is that it's not about you. Your content is not for you. If you make videos about what you think is important or based on meeting just your needs, you're going to be very unhappy with the results because viewers won't care, because nobody cares about your business. They care about what your business can do for them. So instead, approach each piece of content that you're creating, and this is true for text, images, or video, from the perspective of one of your customers. Is the video you're creating going to help solve a specific problem? Is it going to answer a question that comes up? Will it satisfy a curiosity or provide a tangible benefit to your viewers? If it's not any of the above, you are missing the big picture. Nobody cares about your business or your content. They care about themselves. So every piece of content you create should be engineered to be helpful to your customers. And if you do that, you'll find that people will actually want to watch your videos. And in the process, they'll learn all about your business, you'll build trust, and ultimately, you'll close more sales. Now, when you're writing a video script and practicing empathy, there's a specific framework that I really think that you should give a shot. And that's problem, agitate, solve. Now, this is a copywriting framework, but it works extremely well in video. And I'm not going to go too far into depth on this because we do have a resource for you that goes into much greater depth than we possibly could in this episode. But at the core level, this is a video that a scripting template that you would use when you are seeking to solve a problem for one of your target customers. So, for example, if you are in the accounting space and you're trying to get people who need an accountant for a small business, then the problem might be, wow, all of this tax stuff is really confusing, isn't it? And anyone who hears that is going to think to themselves, man, that tax stuff sure is difficult. Man, maybe this person's going to be able to help me. They understand my problem. So the problem helps you get attention, and then you have agitate. Now, agitation is really where empathy makes it the biggest impact. And so the agitation is when you go out and you interview your customers, you go onto forums or social media or Q&A sites, and you find out what these types of people that you're targeting have to say about this problem. How does it make them feel? Use their own words back to them in your script. And what you'll find is that they feel like you're reading their mind, and that will generate a lot of trust. If you understand the problem and you understand it so well that they feel like you get them, they're going to be that much more inclined to trust the solution, which is step three in this framework. Now, in the solution, you're basically making a promise that there is a solution if you're talking about a sales video, or if it's a marketing video and you're providing helpful information, you're actually providing the solution in the video. And it should be actionable so that at the end of the video, people feel satisfied, they trust you more, and they're able to go and take positive action. Now, that scripting template works great if you're solving a problem, but not every video that you create is going to be able to provide a solution to a problem. Now, if you're tapping into a desire rather than solving a problem, it's better to follow a slightly different framework. We call the four P's. Also a copywriting framework, it's proven to be persuasive and capture people's attention. And move them to action. Now, the four P's are picture, promise, prove, and push. Picture is when you give your viewers a vision of what the world looks like after they have the benefits that you're planning to present in this video. Promise is when you promise that the viewers can have that pictured world. You simply are saying, here's some great things that you could have. These are the things that you desire to have in life. So a good example of this in the marketing discipline, and I think we can all resonate with this, is what if you could get 10,000 more monthly visitors to your website in just an hour a week? That would be a situation where you're painting a very vivid picture for the viewer of your video. That's a big, compelling offer. If you can do that, you've now got someone's attention. You know, as a marketer, if you could tell me that I get 10,000 website visitors that are targeted in just an hour a week, I'm going to sit up and pay attention. Then you're going to promise that they can actually have that. In this video, I'm going to show you how to get 10,000 visitors to your site in just 1 hour a week. So now you've made the promise. And then you're going to go about proving how that works. So under prove, you're going to describe the internal logic, and you're going to support that logic with facts, statistics. You're going to support it with, you might use testimonials, depending on the style of video that you're creating. But really, you just need to be able to prove and give people confidence that you're going to be able to deliver on that promise. Now, in Problem, Agitate, Solve, you don't have to prove as much because you're proving a lot just by understanding the problem. But when we're talking about a desire, it's not as effective, not as compelling to people. So you need to give it a little bit more love in that prove section. And then finally, you're going to summarize and you're going to push people over the edge with a call to action that moves them one step further along in the buying process. Now, if you want to learn a lot more about both of these copy frameworks, as well as another copy framework that sort of dovetails between the two of them, then I highly recommend that you check out our 3 persuasive video scripting templates. You can get those for free at wirebuzz.com/templates. So at this point, you've chosen a smart topic, one that you know is going to help you achieve your goals, and you've used a proven copywriting framework that taps into empathy so that your viewers are going to be compelled to take action. Now, the third step, when you get closer to production, you have to do it right the first time. Now, if you follow both of the first two steps, you're going to be most of the way there. But any mistake that you make with video is very costly, and investing a little bit more upfront to get it right ultimately will pay for itself over the long term. Good enough is the enemy of great. If you do something just good enough the first time, eventually you're going to want to tap into all of the advantages of having that thing be great. And if you don't plan appropriately, if you don't invest the time upfront in strategy, pre-production, and the right equipment, the right team to create that video, then what's going to end up happening is you'll get some of the benefit of that video, but you're not going to maximize the returns because that video wasn't very good. So instead, you need to be thinking about how you can do great work the first time so that you don't have to recreate the wheel again down the road. Now, when we say doing it right the first time, and it's not just about the quality of the video, the quality of the production, there's also this element of being different. You're not going to be able to succeed in digital marketing if you're just a Me Too content creator. Your video won't stand out. So you have to find a unique angle or an unfair advantage and double down on that with each video you produce. Because at the end of the day, different is better than better. So as an example, let's say you're a great presenter. You should be speaking on camera. Maybe your competition's going to have someone who's more talented presenting on camera. Well, if that's the case, then you should probably prioritize other video formats, such as animation. You might find that you perform a lot better in an interview where someone's asking you a question and you can riff off them a little bit. It's possible to pare all of that down so that it looks like one seamless, continuous take, but it might feel more authentic and natural for you. You could also look at things like screencasts or whiteboard videos. There are a lot of options, so you really need to be thinking about things like entertainment value, education value, and the ability to infuse a subtle sales message when constructing these videos. Because ultimately, you have to be different to stand out, and you probably have to be better. So be thinking about how you can do something that's going to be remarkable the first time, and as you continue to create remarkable content and layer remarkable piece on remarkable piece, you're going to start making a name for yourself. People are going to associate you with quality production, with quality work, with quality in general. So go a little bit slower on your pre-production. Be extremely intentional about what you choose to include in your video, what call to action you plan to include, and how you're going to be using that video as a part of your sales and marketing process. Your call to action should be based on where your video will fit into the buyer's journey. So in other words, if you need a map before you venture out into the woods, take the time up front to create that map in pre-production and develop a clear vision for what your video needs to achieve and how you're going to make a video that does achieve those things. If you want more tips on effective pre-production and the 18 biggest things you need to think about before you turn on the camera, download our free pre-production checklist at wirebuzz.com/pre-production. Again, that's wirebuzz.com/pre-production. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode on the three steps for creating videos that generate ROI. Todd should be back in for next week's episode. Please let him know how much you've missed him on Twitter, and don't roast me in the comments. I have a really fragile ego. So some big takeaways from this episode. If you want to invest in video but don't have a big appetite for risk, all you need to do is follow these three big steps. Step one, choose smart topics for your business. If you don't have a big audience or email list, make sure that you prioritize creating content for your sales team first and then circle back to the marketing videos. It seems counterintuitive based on the way most people are doing video right now, but I guarantee you this will generate ROI much more quickly and make your entire process more efficient. Now, step two, empathize with your viewers. People want to be entertained and informed, but they need your content to be relevant to them. Focus on solving their problems and fulfilling their desires. Make sure you use a proven copywriting framework, and that will help you be more compelling and informative, and you're going to get more conversions. Now, step three, get it done right the first time. Invest in strategy and pre-production, but also think about the competitive landscape. Your video should be better if you want to outrank the competition in search. You're never going to create a subpar video and dethrone an amazing video in YouTube search results. Now, that's on the marketing side, but what about on the sales side? Well, if you're selling, you need to think about how the quality of your video is going to impact your viewers' perception of your brand. If you don't do it right the first time, if you don't invest in quality, what does that say about the quality of your product or service? And again, if you do it right the first time, you won't need to pay for a better, upgraded version in the future. Now, in this episode, I've shared a few links to in-depth resources to cover some of these topics in greater depth. If you want to find all of them in one place, you can visit our show notes at wirebuzz.com/28. You can remember 28 because it's the maximum number of games an NBA team could play on the playoffs. 28 is also the number of days in February, excluding leap years, of course. Again, that's wirebuzz.com/28. Keep in mind, I am not the host of this show. Todd should be back next week, but if you do like this episode and you want more like it, please be sure to rate us on iTunes, and don't forget to write a killer review while you're there. But again, be gentle. So that's it for this episode. I'm Marcus Krieg, the Director of Strategy at Wirebuzz. Stay tuned for future interviews with guest experts, and Todd should be back next week. I hope you put this information into practice and work towards becoming a video marketing master.